This is the worst podcast I've ever been on.
These guys are shit. It's true. It's true.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Our traveling fanboys. Place to Be Nation. There comes a time, four times a year, as a matter of fact, when there happen, the calendar just so happens to fall where there are five Fridays in a given month. On those occasions, we, the hard traveling fanboys, that's myself, Nick Duke, and my hetero life mate, Greg Phillips, decide to come together and give you an extra special effort in a giant size edition of the Hard Traveling Fanboys podcast. However, about half of those times, we decide to give you no effort. This, of course, is one of those times. Mm.
Yes, because today, Nick, we're not here to regale people with our splendid and enlightening opinions about the world of comic books and comic book-related media. We're not here to tell people about the news and notes in the world of comics. We're not even here to talk about our stories. What we're here to do is we're here to shine a light on the year that was. And, you know, Nick, one of the great things that's taken place over the last year has been the growth of what's really been our most popular segment of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been the
end.
The end, yes. It used to be the credits that would roll.
What's your favorite part of the show? The ending, when it's over.
Take my wife, please.
Please take her.
So,
I'll take my wife.
The advent, the rise of our returning character, Jim Ross, Dumpin' Jim Ross, as many call him, has really taken over our show and really become popular amidst all of our listeners, or many of our listeners anyway, or at least some of our listeners, maybe a few of our listeners. Anyway, the point being,
a few of our listeners is like three.
That's true.
So we have nine listeners, and three of them like
the JR thing. So. It's become a popular segment on our show, and so what we're doing today is, for the second time, we are bringing you the best of Jim Ross on the Hard Traveling Fanboys. That's right. Mm-hmm. Earlier this year, we gave you part one. Now we're going to give you part two. We're going to have Jim Ross offerings from artists such as Lizzo. We're going to have Jim Ross reciting lyrics from artists such as the great Sammy Kershaw, perhaps. There are just any number of opportunities here that you will hear new spins for many of you on classic tunes in the realms of pop, rock, rap, rhythm and blues, and of course, country music. So with that being said, Nick, I can't think of much else to say to set this up, but we hope you're having a great Thanksgiving week. And we like to think that this Not Safe for Work episode of the Hard Traveling Fanboys, then again, what episode of the Hard Traveling Fanboys is safe for work, will be just the thing to get you out of whatever holiday blues you might be feeling. So why don't you sit back, relax, and take good old JR for a spin.
So what better way to pay homage to the animal than a little bit of Jim Ross and his rendition of I Walk Alone.
Not to be confused with the gospel song, I Walk Alone, quite frankly. But now, you know, it's funny you mentioned this, Nick. This is a subject that's very near and dear to my heart. You know, somebody had to sign a young kid once upon a time, rough around the edges, named Dave Bautista. Somebody had to have the vision, the courage to sign the 6'5", 300-plus pounder to a WWE developmental deal, send him to OVW, and then watch and support him as he became one of the biggest stars in our industry. Who do you think that feller might have been there, Nick?
Oh, I'm going to guess Johnny Ace.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Bruce Pritchard?
Hey, Hell no.
Terry Taylor?
You're not even trying at this point. Do you not realize it was me, you stupid son of a bitch? I signed him. And I do it again. Greatest roster in the history of the business. Now, let's get this thing on the road. Oh, yeah! This television has a poison on its breath. Well, this counterculture of both wicked lies and death. It makes my eyes bleed every time I turn around. How will they all feel when I bring them to the ground? And I'll say, you know, I walk for miles inside this pit of danger. Not to be confused with the snake pit, Jake the Snake's old talk show segment he used to have in the WWE. A place where no one follows me, I walk alone. That's right, I walk alone. I'm sick of all these. I'm sick of all these people talking out their heads. I've never understood a damn thing that they've said. From words to actions, never knowing what they are about. I guess I'll have to blue chew them up and spit them out. And I'll say, you know, I've walked for miles inside this pit of danger. God damn, I'm getting tired of walking. I've swallowed down 1,000 years of anger. The weight of the world, which is akin to that of the late King Kong Bundy, is falling on my shoulders. A place where no one follows me. You know, I walk alone, quite frankly. Oh, yeah. I walk alone. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I walk for miles inside this pit of danger. I've swallowed down 1,000 years of anger. You know, a weight of the world is falling on my shoulders. A place where no one follows me. I walk alone. And you know, folks, it all comes down to this. You can have a partner in this business, but you're not in this business to make friends. You get in this business to make friends, you get in this business to make money. Me, I walk alone. Yeah.
And I don't, Greg, we need to talk to Jim about this. This segment has really just has caught fire. I mean, it is taken on a life of its own. And to this, and this week, we got a retweet from one of the most prestigious accounts that I can think of. That, of course, being the esteemed Twerk Flicks. I know that's a favorite account of Place to Be Nation member Trent Williams is a big fan of Twerk Flicks. We got lots of good things going on surrounding this segment. Jim Ross is bringing the sex appeal, clearly, to the hard-traveling fanboys. And I thought, Mr. Ross, no better way to address that than to embrace it head-on and talk about the sex appeal that you have through this week's song.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for saying that, Nick. Now I do appreciate it. It's true, of course, but I do appreciate it. You know, originally, when I was sent my papers for this week's episode, my preparation was all done to sing a different song, a song that was once sung by a man that I hired, a man that I fired a few times as well.
And you may get to, and you may get there. You're probably going to get there at some point in the very near future.
Absolutely. That's not even a question, quite frankly. But I like this song that you sent me here to sing, and so I'm gonna do this for you. I'm gonna sing this. And I'm going to dedicate this to some of the great talents that I've signed over the years. People like Victoria, people like Molly Holly, people like Trish Stratus, Hall of Famer, people like another WWE Hall of Famer, Lita, Amy Dumas, people like other people, Tori Wilson, the other Tori that was with DX, her, you know, remember her, Ivory, people like that. So, ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, I present to you this week's JR Sings the Hits. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they are like, it is better than yours. You're damn right it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I'd have to charge. I know you want it. The thing that makes me, now, what the guys go crazy for anyway, they lose their minds, folks. The way I whine, I think it's time. La, 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 la. Warming up. La, 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 la. The boys are waiting. My milkshake brings every single one of the boys to the yard. And you know, that's why we don't need a union. The boys don't need a union. They're already in the yard. They're already cooperating with one another. If they just come into it with a mutual sense of understanding, there's no need to have a union. There's no need for health insurance, things of that nature. What they need to do is just come together in the yard and use the Undertaker as a model for their behavior. And they're like, it's better than yours. You're damn right it's better than yours. I can teach you, but I'd have to charge, quite frankly. I can see you're on it. You want me to teach the techniques that freaks these boys. It can't be bought. Cowboy tried. He couldn't buy it. Just know, thieves get caught. Thieves like Eric Bischoff, who robbed our talent roster of its dignity. Watch if you're smart. La, 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 la. Warm it up. La, 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 la. The boys are waiting. My milkshake, it brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Your damn right is better than yours. I can teach you, but I'd have to charge, quite frankly. Once you get involved, everyone will look this way. So, you must maintain your charm. Same time, maintain your halo. Just get the perfect blend. Plus, what you have within, then next his eyes are squint. Then he's picked up your scent. La la, la la la. Warm it up. La la, la la la. The boys are waiting. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard and they're like, well, better than yours. Damn right it's better than yours. I can teach you. But folks, it's as simple as this. I'd have to charge.
You know, for those of you who pay attention to Jim Ross, I think people know that, who listen to our show anyway, know that we're a big fan of good old JR's podcasts. He's got a lot of irons in the podcasting fire. And it was recently announced a few weeks back that he's adding another one. He's going to be teaming up with noted Southern product Conrad Thompson to do a retrospective podcast tentatively titled Grillin' JR. So, Mr. Ross, I know you're excited about this upcoming venture for you. And I thought, what better way to welcome you to the Conrad Thompson family than to do a number that the flagship program in that network has kind of become known for?
Well, thank you once again, Nick, for having me on here. You know, a lot of rumors out there on the internet about my relationship with Conrad Thompson. You know, nothing's official. Nothing's been signed. I have spent a few days at the Conradison, you know, having a few adult beverages, as you do. You know, I think that's fine. Two friends can get together and have some adult beverages and not talk business, not talk shop. That being said, the show starts here in the next couple of weeks, Nick. So with all that being said, I felt like to get things off on the right foot, I need to listen to Bruce's show a little bit. You know, old Brucey, he's got some good stories to tell. Some of them true, some of them false, but he's got some good stories to tell. And one of the stories he likes to tell is how he likes to go out and sing karaoke with a man that I signed. A man that I hired, a man that I fired multiple times, Double J, Jeff Jarrett. Talented man in this business. Talented wife. I like a wife of his, Nick. Now, Karen Jarrett and Jeff Jarrett were at my live show, Nick, in Orlando. Were you there?
I was there, actually, yes.
And what did you make of Miss Jarrett's comments on that show?
Oh, they were certainly unique, JR. What did you make of them?
I think everybody's got a right to their opinion. It's not for me to say, that this is exactly the problem with millennials. You ask them a question and they respond with more questions. They don't want to take a stand one way or the other. They don't want to make up their mind, just settle on something. They want to ride the fence. And again, maybe they don't do that at all. Maybe that's not what they do. It's not for me to say. Anyway, here's the song. Goes a little something like this. A little bit of fill in the background here now. It's my day working hard on the go, but the hands on the clock keep spinning too slow. Cause I can't wait to be alone with my baby tonight. You know, my baby has got me wrapped around her little old finger. Cause she knows that I'd walk through hell and back just to be with her. You know, the big red machine Kane once put me straight to hell and burned my ass. And I told him he was burning my ass. I'm not afraid to tell a man if he's doing something wrong. He wasn't dead. Anyway, I can't wait to be alone with my baby tonight. Now, here's the part where the women folk come in and sing the song. Turn the lights off, bar the doors. We'll leave all the worries of the world behind. Now, let me get a little help from my friend here, little JR. Hold me in your arms, never let me go. Baby, it's true, I got a one-track mind, but it's hard to concentrate around a girl like mine. And I can't wait to be alone with my baby tonight. Turn the lights off, mother, bar the door. And we will leave every worry in this world behind. Hold me in your arms, for God's sake. Never let me go. I'm the kind of guy who likes to get things right. So when I sign a talent, I like to make sure that talent can perform and has that next gear, that elusive next gear in their magic. You won't find me complaining if it takes all night. He worked 45 minutes or an hour. I don't care. I can't wait to be alone with my baby tonight. You know, I'm blowing myself up here, Nick. I got to take a little, swig of the water here. Ah, that's good stuff right there. As good as Oklahoma. I can't wait to be alone with my baby tonight. Maybe what we're doing might be wrong. How in the hell could we be wrong? Nobody can be right or wrong in this world, folks. Never knew that love could take so long. I never knew that love could take so long. Thought I'd repeat that for you so you get it. Well, I wake up in her arms, the sunlight peeking through the curtains in my room. Oh, my boy. And there's just one thing that I'm thinking. I can't wait to be alone with my baby tonight. Don't you know I'm lying when I'm thinking about being with my baby tonight? Turn the lights off, bar the doors, and we will leave every single worry in this world behind. Hold me in your arms and never let me go. I wake up in her arms with the sunlight peeking right through the curtains in my room. And I swear that all I am thinking is that I can't wait to be alone with my baby tonight. You know, I lose my mind, folks, when I'm thinking about being on a Casper mattress with my baby tonight. I can't wait to be alone with Conrad Thompson. I can't wait to be alone with the beautiful 1-800-Flower service. I can't wait to be alone with 1-800-Collect. Can't wait, can't wait, can't wait to be alone, my God. I cannot wait to be alone with my baby tonight, baby tonight, baby tonight, baby tonight.
Well, thank you once again for having me in the studio. I want to invite everybody to listen to my new show with Conrad Thompson. Connie, my boy, rosy cheeks. You can find it on Westwood One. It is Grilling JR, and it's going to be Connie, and he's going to be asking me some questions about my life and times. It's going to be a fun time. Now, I got me a couple friends here, and, well, folks, we haven't rehearsed this. We haven't tried it out. Just bear with us. It may or may not work. But it's a little song called Beelzebubs. I am complete. Fuck! Yes, you are fucked. Shit out of luck. Now I'm complete and my cock you will suck. This world will be mine and you're first in line. You brought me the pick and now you shall both die.
Wait. 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 You motherfucker. Listen. We challenge you to a rock-off. We do. Give us one chance to rock your socks off.
Oh, fuck. 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 The demon code prevents me from declining a rock-off challenge. What are your terms? What's the catch?
Well, simple as this. Listen, Wahoo once told me. Wahoo pulled me aside and he said, Rick. I said, what? And he said, Rick, if we win, you must take your sorry ass back to hell. And I said, oh. And he said, and also, you will have to pay our rent.
And what if I win?
Well, then you can take Cage's ass back to hell. That's where Dory is, senior.
What?
Trust me, it's the only way.
What?
I said it's the only way.
What the fuck are you talking about?
To be your little bitch.
He will. Fine. Let the rock off begin. I'm the devil. I love metal. Check this riff. It is fucking tasty. I'm the devil. I can do what I want. Whatever I've got, I'm going to flaunt. There has never been a rock off that I've ever loved. I can't wait to take Cage back to hell. I'm going to fill him with my hot demon gel. I'll make him squeal like my Scarlet Pimpernel or like Booger Red.
No! Come on, Cage, bring the thunder. There's just no way that we can win. That was a masterpiece. Listen to me.
He rocks too damn hard because he ain't a mortal man.
Goddamn, Cage. He's got no teeth. He's going to make you his sex slave. You're going to gargle mayonnaise. Unless there's one chance we got here. We got Arn. I got Tully. I got Barry Windham. We've got Barry's asshole. Unless we bust a massive monster mammoth jam.
Dude, we've been through so much shit.
I deactivated Liz with my dick. Now it's time to blow this fucker down. Come on, Cage. It's time to blow the doors down.
I hear you, Jables. Now it's time to blow the doors down.
Light up the stage, because it's time for a showdown.
We'll bend you over, then we'll take your ass to Brown Town.
Now we gotta blow this fucker
down. He's gonna rape me if we do not blow the doors down.
Come on, Cage, because it's time to blow the doors down.
Oh, we'll pile drive. It's time for a smackdown. I lost my voice there.
Hey, Antichrist, Beelzebub. Yeah, you're no Wahoo. We know your weakness, our rocket sauce. We rocked the Casbah and blew your mind like Harley once slapped Butch Reed in the face, the natural. He didn't do anything about it. We will defeat you for all mankind. That's it, Foley. Jump off the cage. We'll hold the scepter. We hold the key. You're the devil. We are the D. We are the D. We are the D. Do you see the D? Yeah, the hotel room. Anyway, this is what I'm getting at is we're the D.
You guys are the lamest fucking people I've ever met in my life. Come on, Cage. You are coming with me. Taste my lightning, you motherfucker.
No.
Ow. Fuck. My fucking horn. Oh, no. You are hurting me.
From whence you came, you shall remain until you are complete again.
Oh! 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 Fuck you, Cage, and fuck you, Jables. I will get you, Tenacious D.
We're going to close our show, as we do each and every week, as you know, with a little musical number from good old WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross. But, you know, normally I provide the musical selections for this show, but my understanding, Greg, is that given the news we discussed in the front half of the show, you were so excited that you requested to pick out a little something for old JR this week.
You know, I did, Nick, and I'm glad you mentioned that. I actually talked on the phone this – I don't know if I told you this. Mm-hmm. I actually put in a call this week from my corporate office.
Today, actually, there's this news, right?
Yes. I put in a call to the offices in Stamford, Connecticut of Vincent Kennedy McMahon. Mm-hmm. And I spoke to him and I said, Mr. McMahon, sir, I've got – I'm just so excited about something. I'm so happy about an event that has just happened. And I don't know how to express that. There's a guy, and he's you know, he was writing this comic book and he's now not writing it anymore. And I need a song with which to express how I feel this guy leaving this comic book. And Vince said to me, he said, "Well, pal, goddamn, why didn't you say something earlier? I have just the song for you." And Vince sent me what he says is his favorite song of all time. So I contacted Mr. Ross, and Mr. Ross seemed agreeable to it. He said it wouldn't be the first time, apparently, that he sung this song. So here to sing a little song, none other than Norman, Oklahoma's own good old J.R. Jim Ross.
Well, thank you very much, Nick and Greg. I really appreciate the time that you two have put into promoting me, promoting my products on your show. Well, that being said, this song goes out to one Tom King. Nah. Nah, nah, nah. Nah, 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 nah. Hey, hey, hey. Goodbye. No, he'll never love you the way that I love you. If he did, no, no, don't get me wrong now. Don't get me wrong. He wouldn't make you cry. I'm not saying that. No one's saying that. Now, he might be the thrilling baby, but my love, that's right, my love, is so doggone willing. So kiss him. I want to see you kiss him, quite frankly. I want to see it. Go on and kiss him. Nah, 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 hey, 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 goodbye. That's right now. Nah, 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 hey, 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 goodbye. Listen to me now. He's never near you to comfort and cheer you. When all those sad tears are falling, baby, from your eyes, he might be thrilling, baby, but of my love, yes, my love, that's what I said, so God... so willing, so kiss him. I want to see you kiss him. I want to see your ass kiss him. I want to kiss his ass. Goodbye. So, what do you say in that situation, folks? It's real simple. You say, nah, 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 hey, 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 bye. Hey, 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 goodbye. Na 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 na. Hey hey hey, goodbye. Na 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 na. Hey, goodbye. Na 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 na. Hey hey hey, goodbye. Goodbye. Na 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 na. Hey hey hey, goodbye. Goodbye. For God's sake, you son of a bitch. Goodbye.
And speaking of Pepto-Bismol, nobody, I don't know a bigger fan of the old pink liquid on the face of this here planet than our good friend, friend of the show, close personal, longtime friend, WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross, who is here this weekend, or this week, to sing us a little tune, take us back to the late 2000s in country music. He's going to sing us a little tune by Blake Shelton about lost love and finding it again. So here, once again, ladies and gentlemen, WWE Hall of Famer, Jim Ross. Jim, take it away.
I ain't got no time to waste. I'm not gonna do any pleasantries. I'm not gonna sit here. I'm not going to regale you with tales of small talk of what I've been doing in Norman, Oklahoma, what I've been doing in my new podcast with Conrad Thompson, Grown JR, or why you should not be hit by a train. Instead, I am going to start singing right now. She left without leaving a number. She said she needed to clear her mind. He figured that she'd gone back to Austin again. And why the hell wouldn't she, by the way? Why wouldn't you want to go back to Austin if you had the choice? Anyway, because she talked about it all the time. It was almost a year before she called him up. Three rings and an answering machine is what she got. I remember the first time I answered my new answering machine when I moved in my new house in Stamford, Connecticut. And on the other line was Stu. And I said, "Stu, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. Why are you calling me?" And Stu said,
"What about the carting up the anvil there and getting him a job there in WWF now?
And I said, Stu, I am in talent relations. It's not my job right now. You need to call Bruce. Bruce, he'll get you set up.
Hey, dear. I don't like that pretty.
All right, well, okay, Stu, that's fine. If you're calling about the car, I sold it. If this is Tuesday night, I'm bowling. If you've got something to sell, you are wasting your time unless that is a body part. If you're selling a body part, you need to take your time and sell some more. I'm not buying. If it's anybody else, wait for the tone. You know what to do. And P.S., if this is Austin, I still love him. Anyway, the telephone fell to the counter. She heard, but she couldn't believe. What kind of man would hang on that long? What kind of love must that be? She waited 3 days, and then she tried again. She didn't know what she'd say, but she heard 3 rings, which, by the way, to this point in time, I don't believe any human being has 3 Hall of Fame rings. But I would suggest that if anyone's going to do that, it's going to be the heartbreak kid, Shawn Michaels. Friday night, I'm at the ball game. And first thing Saturday, if it don't rain, I'm headed out to the lake, and I'll be gone a weekend long. But I'll call you back when I get home on Sunday afternoon. Oh, and P.S., if this is Austin, goddamn, I still love you. Well, this time, she left her number, but not another word. When she waited by the phone on Sunday evening, and this is what he heard. He heard, now. He is me. That's what I'm getting at here. Anyway, this is what I hear. This is what he heard. If you're calling about my heart, it's still yours, you son of a bitch. I should have listened to it a little bit more. Then it wouldn't have taken me so long to know where I belong, stomping a mud hole in your ass. By the way, boy, this is no machine you're talking to. Can't you tell this is Austin? And goddammit, I still love you too. Actually, I don't love nobody because you're a piece of trash.
Nick, what can you tell me about Mr. Jim Ross's appearance this week on the show?
I can tell you a lot about Mr. Jim Ross's appearance on the show for no reason whatsoever. Reason, you know, no discernible reason. I was thinking of this of a little ditty from earlier, you know, in the 1990s, a little country song that was popular, you know, back then, and I have since found out it was apparently. A redo of a cover of a song from the 70s, actually. But we best know it, Greg. You and I best know it thanks to one Sammy Kershaw, and he sang this little song about a romance between people who don't have any damn money, and I don't know, just seemed appropriate. So WWE Hall of Famer, good old JR Jim Ross.
Alright. Well, let's see, Mr. Ross, let's see if we can get you in here. And get your thoughts on this situation.
Well, thank you very much, Conrad. I appreciate you bringing me on. Meet Sammy Kershaw. Now, if I were to start singing this song, it might sound something like this. Sitting in a tiny table in a ritzy restaurant, she was staring at her coffee cup. He was trying to keep his courage up by applying booze. Now, talk was small when they talked at all, and they both knew what they wanted. And what they wanted was to see Austin on top. They wanted to see the rattlesnake work with individuals that can make the rattlesnake some money. They didn't want to see the rattlesnake work with Jeff Jarrett. They didn't want to see the rattlesnake work with Owen Hart. They wanted to see the rattlesnake wrestle the Undertaker, the conscience of the WWE, I always called him, even before it was the WWE. They wanted to see Austin wrestle the Undertaker no fewer than 55 times. There was no need to talk about it. They didn't have to talk about the spots, folks. They did not need to meet 4 hours before the event to plan out every single thing they were going to do. They called it in the ring. They were old enough to scope it out, to read the audience, to feel what the audience was feeling, and keep it loose. She said, "You don't look like my type, but I guess that you'll do. Oh, that's real cute. Third-rate romance, low-rent rendezvous. And he said, I'll even tell you that I love your ass if you want me to. Third-rate romance, low-rent rendezvous. I apologize, folks. That didn't happen to J.R. Vero. When they left the bar, they got in his car and they drove away. They drove to the family inn. He didn't even have to pretend. She didn't know what for. Anyway, he went to the desk and made his request while she waited outside. Then she came back with the key. Now, what was the key? It was probably one of the two creatives. And I fucked that line up, but I'm going to say it again anyway. It was probably one of the two C's, cash or creative. In this case, it was creative. She said, give it to me. Oh, yeah, give it to me. And I'll unlock the door. She kept saying, I've really never done this kind of thing before. Have you? Third-rate romance, low-rate rendezvous. And much like Bret Hart said to Steve Austin before the WrestleMania 13 encounter, he said, yes, I have done this, but only a time or two, referring to cutting his opponent in the forehead. Third-rate romance, low-rent rendezvous. Third-rate romance, low-rent rendezvous. You got to speak in sound bites. Turn around. Every now and then, I get a little bit lonely, and you're never coming around. Turn around. Every now and then, I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of the internet. Turn around. Every now and then, I get a little bit nervous that the best of all my years have gone by. Turn around. Every now and then, I get a little bit terrified of some of the bumps that the young men are taking in this business. They're not selling. They're not taking their time. There's nothing wrong, folks, with working a headlock. You know, Danny Hodge used to work a hammerlock for an hour and 15 minutes just to get warmed up in a match. Anyway, then I see the fucking look in your eyes. Turn around, bright eyes. Every now and then I fall apart. Turn around. Rosy cheeks, Connie. Fucking every now and then I fall apart. And I need you now, tonight. I fucking need you more than ever. And if you'll only hold me tight, we'll be holding on forever. And we'll only be making it right, because we'll never be wrong together. We can take it to the end of the line. Your love is like a shadow on me all the time. Shit, I don't know what to do, and I'm always in the dark. We're living in a powder keg and giving off sparks. I really need you tonight. Forever is going to start tonight. For fucking ever is going to start to once upon a time, I was falling in love with your high cheekbones. Now I'm fucking falling apart. Nothing I can say. A total eclipse of the heart. You know, fucking once upon a time, there was light in my life. But now there is only love in the dark. And that darkness comes at the hands of a group of people, predominantly male, predominantly young, predominantly defiant. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the Bret Hart.
But tonight we're going to let you go in honor of our upcoming, you know, as Greg just said, we're going to be in Jacksonville, Florida this very weekend to see good old our good friend and friend of the show, good old Hall of Famer Jim Ross live. And as a thank you for letting us attend his show as you know, a close personal friend of ours, we thought we'd give him an opportunity on our show to talk about one of his favorite products that he has been endorsing over on Grilling JR. And so here with a little bit of a different take on the classic 90s country song Blue by LeAnn Rimes, ladies and gentlemen, WWE Hall of Famer, good old JR, Jim Ross.
Well, thank you for that kind introduction. I appreciate that. And by the way, tickets still available this weekend for our show there in Jacksonville, the hotel. We're going to have a good one there. Being me and O'Connie. Oh, my boy, love those Chiefs. We're going to be there. We're going to answer questions. We're going to talk about whatever we want to talk about, folks, or stuff that may not even make the podcast, stuff that might be too raunchy for television, for radio, for podcast, whatever the hell you want to say. But that being aside there, let's put that aside for a moment. You're also going to have a group of young men, defiant young males, perhaps, who are going to try to make a mark at the AEW show. And this is a time when you want to be able to tell a story, slow it down just a little bit, tell a story, and really get yourself quote-unquote over. Because you're not quote-unquote over until you can sell tickets. Anyway, let's get started on this song. Blue, it's called Blue Chew. Oh, so lonesome for you. Now, why can't you pour Blue Chew all over me? Blue Chew, you'll never be lonesome, no you. Tears fill my eyes till I can't see. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm sitting in bed on my Casper mattress, and I just cannot complete the journey, folks. You follow me here? I'm on the goal line, and I just can't get there. I just can't cross the goal line. So when that happens, I reach over to that little pill, and here I am, sitting here, so lonely, so lonesome that I could cry. And that little Blue Chew makes me no longer lonesome for you. That right then, I just blow all over myself. Well, now that it's over, I realize that those weak words you whispered were nothing but lies. Those words, of course, were that Blue Chew doesn't get the job done. Folks, I guarantee it'll get the job done. Blue Chew, oh, so lonesome for you. Why can't you have Blue Chew right with me? Why can't the both of us get together now and have some Blue Chew?
You know, we end the show a certain way. Been ending the show a certain way for some time now.
Well, I didn't know if he was here. I didn't see him anywhere.
Well, you don't. Just because you don't see. Listen, Jim Ross, whether you see him or not, he's always around. His spirit is always with us. And so.
Especially now that we've been in contact with him.
We have.
Physical contact.
Yeah, it was good to meet him. And he was able to reaffirm his commitment to doing the show. So, here to sing another classic of the 1990s country genre. Ladies and gentlemen, WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross.
Well, thank you very much, guys, and I appreciate you coming out to our show, AEW Fight for the Fallen. Certainly, we're still working out a few kinks along the way. We'll figure it out, folks. We're a lot like an expansion team in the NFL or the NBA. We're figuring it out, and we're going to get there. By God, it was a lot of fun. And it was great to meet you guys, too, the host of the longest-running weekly episodic comic book podcast in all of Place to Be Nation. All right. Now, let's get this song started. Sorry, folks. Well, I met her. Folks, I just realized that I talk very similar to how the man who originally performed this song sings. Well, I met her out at Murphy's restaurant. She said she was fresh from the farm. I remember thinking for a country girl that she went pretty well armed. We sat there talking by the lobster tank. I ordered her a slow jam fizz. And when them chicken fried steaks arrived, she said, I like living like this. So I made her the queen of my double wide trailer with the polyester curtains and the redwood deck. Now, sometimes you got to understand, she runs off, does a few high spots, and I got to trail her. Dang her black heart and her pretty red neck.
Well, a few nights later, I run into her with some stranger on a park bench. She said, he rebuilds engines and his name is Earl. He's the Charlie Daniels of the torque. God dang it. He's the Charlie Daniels of the torque wrench. He's the Danny Hodge of the torque wrench. I whispered, honey, let's just go on home, have some onion rings and some JR's barbecue, and watch Mid-South TV. As I walked her to the truck, Earl was crying out loud, don't you leave me. So this is what I told him. I said to him, I said, Vince, this here is the queen of my double-wide trailer with the polyester curtains and the redwood deck. Cowboy bought it. Now she's run off, and I've got to trail her. Damn her black heart and her pretty red neck. Now, bless her little soul, she's not to blame. That's just the way her mind is. If there's a way to stir trouble up, the girl was born to find. She's the queen. She is the queen, Charmel. The queen of my double-wide trailer with them polyester curtains and the redwood deck. Sometimes, just sometimes now, she runs off and I got to trail her ass. Damn her black heart and damn her pretty red neck.
And that's actually, you know, you talk about a great time to be a wrestling fan, Greg. That's actually a great segue to closing the show the way we normally do. You know, Phil... WWE Hall of Famer, good old JR Jim Ross, has been helping us out with some musical interludes here, or exits, for some time now. And I know, JR, you've said on your show, there's no better time to be a wrestling fan, is that right?
Well, quite frankly, that is correct, yes.
Now, see, one thing that's great about this era of being a wrestling fan is that venues across the country are jumping out to fill it up with wrestling. I mean, even like speaking word venues, for example. Jim, I know you're familiar with our town of Dothan. Near here, they brought in Foley to speak there at a little venue called Center Stage. We had Ric Flair come and speak at Center Stage.
And I'm going to be there at Fanticon 2019.
Absolutely. And so Center Stage has become a really big proponent of the wrestling industry in our area. And so I thought, we need to help promote Center Stage. And so one of the big shows they have coming up here not too far down the road is a little country artist from the late 90s and early 2000s. And so I thought, what better way to promote Center Stage, thank them for promoting the world of wrestling, than to promote their upcoming event. So, Jim, take it away.
Oh, I'm happy to sing this one. This artist is a good and personal friend of mine. I've known him for many years. He's been a guest on my show. Not yet, but he's going to be a guest on my show. Now, this song goes a little something like this. You might recognize it. It's based on an original tune by another friend of mine, Joe Diffie, from Ethernet. Yeah. So he's actually performed, I understand, in Dothan at the Cowboys establishment. I haven't been there myself, but I've heard good stories from Ric Flair over the years. Now, here's how it goes, folks. She cooks with lard, loves hot food bar. A quarter of sweet tea and fried pork skins. Can't get enough, eats till she's stuffed, goes to the bathroom, then she comes back again. She thinks she looks just like Madonna when she rubs her greasy fingers through her bleach blonde hair. You know what bleach blonde hair stinks? Steve Borden, one of the good men in this business. We recognized him. Ain't one of the big parts of that UWF purchase that Crockett made. I knew. I identified him as a top guy. Flair knew it. Everybody knew it. Dusty knew it. And we knew he'd be a big star. And we knew it was over. We just didn't know how old. All right, Frank. Most times, she'll place another order, and good God Almighty, have mercy on that little bitty chair. She has got a butt bigger than the Beatles. Me out of house and home. Booty size, well, it ought to be illegal, quite frankly. She has a hard time sitting on the throne. And I'm not referring to that throne that Cody Rhodes broke. Real cute, by the way. Taking shots at the competition. We don't need to do that. You never want to punch up or down. You just want to be in your lane. Stay in your lane, for God's sake. Anyway, hamburgers, hot dogs. You know, I got paid in hot dogs. I remember the first show that I refereed paid me in hot dogs and a Coke. And I remember after the show, the promoter walked up to me and he said, for the Coke, that'll be a quarter. Go figure. Cheese fries and coleslaw. A dozen bear claws. Yum, yum, yum. Loves sausage links. Hates diet drinks. Except my diet peach tree tea from Sonic. Peach tree. What the hell am I talking about, for God's sake? Peach tea from Sonic. What the shit. Takes up seats in a two-seater car. Her doctor told her to lay off the bread. But he didn't say nothing about no Snickers bar. There's nothing wrong with a Snickers bar or a Moscow Mule. She drinks Moscow Mules by the gallon, and she'd never eat a salad or a Lean Cuisine. Then she will lay spread eagle on the hammock after she has done her damage at the Dairy Queen. She's got a butt that is bigger than the group known as the Big... Folks make fun because she's overgrown. Her rump is shaped like a Volkswagen Beetle. That is also rhymes with the word Beatles. That's why I threw that in there. She gives new meaning to the words big bone. Bagels and cream cheese, vanilla ice cream, a tub of whipped cream. You know, it sounds like I'm just laying out the kind of foods that Paul White was eating in 2000 that, in my opinion, made it difficult for him to get over his top spot. I always thought that Paul was very talented. We knew Big Show was great. We just wanted him to be in better shape, better cardiovascular conditioning to allow him to move like the giant that we knew he was. Anyway, you won't find her name on Weight Loss Hall of Fame. Down at Jenny Craig's, when she cleans them out at the Waffle House, they will bring in more ham and eggs, quite frankly. She has got a butt that is bigger than the goddamn Four Horsemen. Her favorite feud is chocolate ding-dongs. You know, did you know, Nick, I don't know if I've ever told you this before, but Jim Herd came up with the concept of the ding-dongs.
Yes.
They're going to have bells on their heads. They're going to be called the ding-dongs. Get it? It's wide enough to play linebacker for the Eagles. Deion Sanders, whose name is spelled wrong on this lyric sheet, better leave her ass alone. Try chicken that's baked or fat-free milkshake. Enough, for God's sake. Stop the insanity. Just stop it. Weight Watchers, oh, yeah. Weight Watchers, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I watched her weight. I go from 117 and a quarter when I married her to 317 and a half, 2.5 years later.
But before we depart, we will close the show as we have been for some time now with a little musical number from WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross. And, you know, Greg, you mentioned it earlier. Certain individuals in Place to Be Nation comics are casting aspersions on certain acts and certain songs. And so what better way to fight that and stump for the proper outcome in the PTBN Greatest Song of the 80s tournament than by having good old JR put his own spin on a little tune. So, Jim, take it away.
I have got a little change in my pocket, and it's going, Jing-a-ling-a-ling, want to call you on a telephone booth, or give you a ring. Now, I'm not talking about a diamond ring. I'm not talking about one of them. I'm not talking about one of them rings that Cowboy liked to wear on his fingers on occasion. I'm not talking about one of Mr. Barnett's rings. I'm talking about a 20 by 20 squared circle, a ring where you get in there in the ring and you wrestle. None of this bullshit where you're lazy, know-nothing talents that try to be lazy and work their way outside the ring, go through the crowd, break all the rules. Of course, you can't break any rules anymore because there are no rules. How, as a heel, how are you supposed to get heat if you can't break any rules? Because there are no rules to break. You tell me. That's a mystery. But each time we talk, I get the same old thing. Always no huggy, no kissy, till I get a wedding ring. Well, my honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. She said, don't hand me no lines and keep your hands to yourself. Baby, why you want to treat me this way? You know that I am still your lover boy. I still feel the same way I always have, quite frankly. And then that's when she told me that same old story, heard 1,000 times, about free milk and a cow. And she said, no huggy, no kissy till I get a wedding vow. Well, which one is it? Do you want a ring or do you want a vow? I mean, this is the kind of bullshit, quite frankly, that we have to put up with in this business on social media. And it encourages people whose nuts would fit into a thimble to come out here and make comments like this. My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. And she said, don't hand me no lines for God's sake and keep your damn hands to yourself. Go, man, go. Instrumental interlude. Just let it breathe for a minute. I'm working a body part, telling a story, allowing the instruments to do the job for me. Working smarter, not harder.
Oh, oh, oh yeah, oh yeah.
No. Now, hold it here. See, I wanted her ass real bad, and I was about to give in. You could tell by some of my tweets. I was retweeting some account, including WWE P-Porn. But that's when she started talking about true love. Started talking about sin. The WCW pay-per-view sin. And I said, honey, I'll live with your ass for the rest of my life. And she said, no huggy, no kissy, till you make me your wife. For some reason, my wife turned into Triple H here. She said, till you make me your wife. My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. She said, don't hand me no lines. And you, well, you keep your damn hands to yourself.
Nick, I have to say that that's probably going to be it for us tonight, right?
No, actually. As you know, Greg, we're going to end the show as we've been doing for some time with a little musical performance from WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross. And tonight, Jim is here to sing you a very special song about one of his favorite pastimes, actually. So, Jim, why don't you just go ahead and take it away?
Well, thank you there, Nick. Listen to the show again, and I like what you're doing. I like what you're talking about here. And I want to tell you about some changes that have been going on in my life since I have encountered a certain product. Now, this product is known as Blue Chew. You familiar with this, Nick?
I've heard of it, yes.
Now, Blue Chew, just cutting out the bullshit, Blue Chew will make you hard. It will cause the blood to flow from your heart or from wherever it begins in your body all the way down to your crotch region. It will then cause your male appendage to extend itself and become rigid. And with this, you might find yourself having some lady attention or male attention, whatever you're looking for. Folks, Blue Chew will get the job done. Now, that reminds me of a song, a tune that I've been singing to myself a lot lately, Nick. I think you'll know the tune very, very well. I love myself. I want you to love me. When I feel down, I want you above me. I search myself. I want you to find me. I forget myself. I want you to remind me. Now, I don't want anybody else. When I think about you, I touch myself. Oh, yeah. I don't want anybody else. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. You are the one who makes me come a-running. You're the sun who makes me shine. When you're around, I'm always laughing. I want to make you mine.
I close my eyes and see you before me. Think I would die if you were to ignore me. A few could see just how much I adore you. I would get down on my hands and knees, and I would do anything for you. And why, you might ask me? Well, I don't want anybody else. When I think about you, Austin, I touch myself. I'll be honest with myself. Oh, I don't want anybody else's ass. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Go, man, go. There's an instrumental interlude. Just let it breathe for a minute. I'm working a body part, telling a story, allowing the instruments to do the job for me. Working smarter, not harder. I love myself, and I want you, Stone Cold Steve Austin, to love me. When I feel down, I want you hovering above me with your golden knee braces. I search myself, and I want you to find me. I forget myself, and I want you to remind me of just who the man is. I don't want anybody else's ass. When I think about your ass, I touch myself. No, I don't want anybody else. For God's sake, I told you a million times. Oh, no. No, no, no. No, I want you. I want your ass. I don't want anybody else. When I think about you, I touch myself. Oh, oh, oh. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, oh. I don't want anybody else. When I think about you, I touch myself. Oh, I don't want anybody else. When I think about you, Jumpin' Jim Ross with white meat baby face, I think about you, and I touch myself. I touch myself. I touch myself. I touch myself. When I think about you, I touch myself. I touch myself. I don't want. I touch myself. Anybody else? I touch myself when I think about you. I honestly do now. I touch myself. I don't want. I touch myself. Anybody else? I touch myself when I think about you. I honestly, for God's sake, I do. I touch myself. I'm not going to lie to you now, Nick. Sometimes I get home and take my blue chew. I take me some barbecue sauce now. And I rub me the barbecue sauce down in my region. And I touch myself.
You know, good friend of the show, WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross, who, as you all know, has been providing us with our musical exits here for the last little while. But what a lot of people don't know about JR is that he's actually bilingual. JR is fluent in both English and Spanish. And so today he's going to show off some of those skills.
Oh, wow.
A little song from back in the 80s. From a little country singer by the name of Freddie Fender. JR, Jim, do you remember old Freddie Fender there?
JR's got to make his way into the studio, folks. Hang on. He's walking around the studio now. He's nodding his head.
You know, Cowboy actually used to do business with Freddie Fender. Not a lot of people know that. Freddie Fender had hair that was magnificent. One of the best looks. Like, you're just looking at this guy on the street, you say, that guy's a star. That son of a bitch is a star. Now, Freddie Fender came in and worked the territory. He was there for quite a while. Quite a while. He did some stuff with Terry Taylor. He did some stuff with One Man Gang. But at the end of the day, what made Freddie different from the other wrestlers of that era was that, A, he wasn't a wrestler. B, he was not trained in any way to be a wrestler. And C, he was actually a hell of a singer. So we gave him a guitar and we said, Freddie, just get out there, be yourself. If you're not a wrestler, if you don't want to be a wrestler in the ring, that's fine. But you've got a career if you just believe in yourself. And that's when he came out with this little song. If he brings you happiness, then I wish you all the best. It's your happiness that matters most of all. But if he ever breaks your damn heart, if the teardrops ever start, well, quite frankly, I will be there before the next teardrop falls. And folks, it's always been broken down to me like this. Si te quiere de verdad, y Te da felicidad, te deseo lo más bueno, palos dos, pero si te hace llorar, a mí me puedes hablar, y estaré contigo cuando triste estás. In other words, I will be there anytime you need my ass by your side to drive away every teardrop that you cried. And if he ever leaves you blue, the way that Leroy McGurk used to do, just remember I love you, and I will be there before the next teardrop falls. That's right, folks. I will be there before the next teardrop falls.
Western.
I'm going to take my horse to the old town road. I am going to ride until I can't no more. I'm going to take my horse to the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I have got the horses in the back. Horse tack is attack. Hat is matte black. Got the boots that's black to match. Riding on a horse. You can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley. You ain't been up off that porch now. Can't nobody tell me nothing.
You can't tell me nothing.
Can't nobody tell me nothing.
You can't get on your little Twitter and tell me nothing about this business.
Now, this is something that's real near and dear to my heart, folks. Riding on a tractor, lean on my bladder, cheated on my baby. You can go and ask her at. My life is a movie. Bull riding and booby. Black Resistol hat from Gucci. Wrangler on my booty.
Oh, yeah.
Can't nobody tell my ass nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Ain't nobody gonna tell my ass nothing. You can't tell my ass nothing about this.
Yes.
I am going to take my horse to the old town road. I'm going to ride until I can't ride no more. I'm going to take my horse to the old town road. And you know what? Damn the mules, just load the wagon.
Hat down, cross town, living like a rock star. Spent a lot of money on a brand new guitar.
Baby's got a habit.
Diamond rings and Fendi sports bras with that cocaine on the side.
Riding down rodeo in my Maserati sports car. Not unlike the one that, well, never mind. Got no stress. I've been through all that. I am like a Marlboro man. You know, Harley liked them. So I kick on back. Wish I could roll on back that old town road to Norman, Oklahoma. I want to ride till I can't ride no more. Yeah, I am going to take my ass to the old town road. I am going to ride it with Lincoln Riley till I can't no more. I'm going to take old Jalen Hurts out there, too, to the old town road. We are going to ride all the way to a championship victory.
Wait, Greg. Don't try to sign us off just yet. We have to close the show as we do each and every week now with a little musical number from good old J.R. Jim Ross. And as you heard earlier in the show, we are in the midst of the Place to Be Nation Greatest Song of the 80s tournament. So I thought it would be a good time to check in with that tournament and say goodbye to one of my favorite songs of the 80s from one of my favorite bands, a little band called Aerosmith, or as David Sunday would say, Aerosmith. Who just had one of their songs bounce from the tournament. And we want to give some love to that song by letting good old JR do his own personal spin on it. So, Jim, take it away.
Well, it goes a little something like this. Dude looks like a lady. Dude looks like a lady. Dude looks like a lady. Oh yeah, dude looks like a lady.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, before I was so rudely interrupted with a commercial break, we're going to conduct this interview right now. And in just a couple of moments, I'm going to bring Big Daddy Cool Diesel, Razor Ramon, right out here.
Cruised into a bar on the shore. Her picture graced the grind on the door. She's a long-lost love at first bite. Baby, maybe you are wrong, but you know it is all right. That's right. stage with Cowboy in Mid-South, we're having the time of our lives until somebody says, "Forgive me if I seem out of line." Then Harley showed up and whipped out a gun and tried to blow Hogan away. Because dude looks like a lady. Dude looks like a lady. Dude looks like a lady. Well, that's right now. Dude looks like a lady. Well, I said never judge a book by its cover. The exotic Adrian Street could whip a man's ass no matter how much makeup or perfume he may have been wearing. Or who you gonna love by your lover? Love me put wise to her love in disguise. She had the body of a Venus. Lord, imagine my surprise. The dude looks like a lady. The dude looks like a lady. Now, the dude looks like a lady. You can ask Mark Henry about this situation. We had a storyline where he saw somebody that was a dude who looked like a lady.
Baby, let me follow you down.
Now, let me take a peek, dear.
Baby, let me follow you down.
Do me all night.
Baby,
oh,
let
yeah.
Me follow you down.
Now, turn the other ass cheek, dude.
Baby, let me follow you down.
Do me.
I don't think anybody here is going to disagree that I'm the best play-by-play man in the whole damn business. So I show up for work the first day at WrestleMania 9 in Las Vegas, Nevada, and they give me a sheet to wear. They said, oh, it's going to be a toga. You'll look good in a toga, JR. I lead the National Football League for a toga. It's crap. And then, ladies and gentlemen, I go to the first King of the Ring in Dayton, Ohio. And I guarantee you, I carried the broadcast.
What a flash funky lady. Oh, she like it. She like it. She like it. She like it. Oh, she was a lady. Baby, let me follow you down. Dude looks like a lady. Dude looks like a lady. Dude looks like, folks, I'm repeating myself at this point. I'm beating the point into the ground. But the point that I'm trying to get to, and this is something that Jim Barnett told me a long time ago about this business. He sat me down. Dusty was there. Cowboy was there. Leroy McGurk was there. Blind man. Drove me around a lot. And they both, they looked him in the eyes. He looked them in the eyes. And he said, in regards to the exotic Adrian Street, he said, this dude looks like a lady. Well, once again, I appreciate it. And I got to say, I don't know a thing about this song now, but.
I think you do.
Let me sing it to you like this. Get a little tune going. I know. Get it going there. Get Danny in the truck. Get the tune going. Folks, I'd like to sing a song about the American dream. No, not Dusty Rhodes, son of a plumber, Stardust, if you will.
Are you an Athathan, or are you an errand boy? Are you an Athathan, or are you an errand boy?
About me, about you, about the way our American hearts, or Canadian, or Mexican, or whatever nationality you may be, I'm not trying to single anybody out. Beat down in the bottom of our chest. About the special feeling we get in the cockles of our hearts. Maybe below the cockles now. Maybe in the subcockle area. It's not for me to say. Maybe even in the liver. Maybe even the kidney. Maybe even in the colon. Which I'd have to mention to you, I had a portion of my colon removed at one point. We don't know. I am just a regular Joe with a regular job. I'm your average white suburbanite slob. I like football and porno and books about war. I've got an average house with a nice hardwood floor. My wife and my job, my kids and my car. My feet on my table and a Cuban cigar. Look me. But sometimes that just ain't enough to keep a man like me interested. Oh, no. No way. Uh-uh. No, I've got to go out and have fun at someone else's expense. Oh, yeah. 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 Oh, yeah. I drive really slow in the ultra-fast lane.
while people behind me are going insane, I'm an asshole. Yes, I am an asshole. Well, I use public toilets and I piss on the seat. I walk around in the summertime saying, how about this damn heat? I'm an asshole. Folks, it's as simple as this. I am an asshole. I'm an asshole. Maybe I shouldn't be singing this song, ranting and raving and carrying on. Maybe they're right when they tell my ass that I'm wrong. Then again, no, I'm an asshole. Me? I'm an asshole. You know what I'm going to do, Nick? I'm going to get myself a 1967 Cadillac Eldorado convertible, just like the kind that Leroy McGirt used to drive around. Hot pink with whale skin hubcaps, an all leather cow interior, and big brown baby seal eyes with headlights. And then I'm going to drive around in that son of a bitch at 115 miles per hour, getting 1 mile per gallon, sucking down quarter pounder cheeseburgers from McDonald's in the old fashioned non-biodegradable styrofoam containers. And then when I'm done sucking down those greaseball burgers, I'm going to wipe my ass with the American flag. And then I'm going to toss the styrofoam container right out the side, and there ain't a goddamn thing anybody can do about it. You know why? Because we got the bomb. That's why. Two words, nuclear fucking weapons, okay? Russia, Germany, Romania, they can all have the democracy they want. They can have a big democracy cakewalk right through the middle of Tiananmen by God Square. And it won't make a lick of a difference. Because we have got the bombs, we've got the Undertaker, we got Kane, we got the hosses. John Wayne's not dead, he's frozen. And as soon as we find the cure for cancer, we're going to thaw out the Duke, and he's going to be pretty goddamn pissed off. Do you know why? Have you ever taken a cold shower, folks? I did. I did with those twins that I can't remember the names of from back in the 60s. They were large, obese individuals. Well, multiply that by 15 million times. That's how pissed off the Duke is going to be. I'm going to get the Duke and John Cassavetes and Lee Marvin and Sam Peckinpah and a case of whiskey and drive down to Texas. You know what? Why don't you just shut up and sing the song, pal, because I'm an asshole. I am an asshole. I'm an asshole, yo, 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 yo. I am an asshole, yo, 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 yo. A-S-S-H-O-L-E. A-S-S-H-O-L-E. Arf, 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 arf. Fung, ock, tum, a fung, tum, a fling, chum. I'm an asshole and I'm proud of it. Well, folks, I went down to the King Kong Bundy County auction where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said, get your ass out there and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'll give anything to make your ass mine. I will do your bidding, and I will be at your beg and call. Yes, I have never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I've got to have her. She is a one. I am going once. I'm going twice. I'm sold to the lady in the second row. She's an 8. She's a 9. She's a perfect 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Or Missy Hyatt. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, you know, folks, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He's talking too fast, too busy, three-man booth. I'm not a big fan of that. He was taking bids and calling the spots out loud. And I guess I was just really getting into it because I started shouting out above the crowd. You know what I said? It sounds pretty similar to what I said the last time. I said, Hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your ass mine, oh mine. I'll do your bidding, and I'll beat your beck and call. You know, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I have got to have her. She is one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold to the lady in the long black dress because she won my heart. It was no contest. With her ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, well, I am about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her ass away. And we still love and laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine, oh mine. I will do anything you ask me to do, for God's sake, and be at your beck and call, just like I was back in the Mid-South. And I've never seen anyone's ass looking so fine. Man, I have got to have her. She's a one of a kind. Going once, going twice. I'm sold to the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She has ruby red lips, blonde hair, and blue eyes. I am about to bid my ass goodbye.
Well, speaking of playoffs, Greg alluded to earlier a sporting event that we dare not even bring up. So we're not going to bring it up. But let's just say we're hoping that the next few weeks, Greg, can take us back to a magical time in our lives. That time, of course, being the year of 1995. Hulk Hogan is the reigning defending WCW World Heavyweight Champion. And something else is going on in the Deep South that brought a smile to our young hearts. And on the country music radio stations at that time, this was the number one song in America. Take it away, Jim Ross.
Well, folks, it's like this. Spent $48 last night at the county fair. I throwed out my shoulder, but I won her ass that teddy bear. Now, Teddy DiBiase, that was our nickname for him back in the day in Mid-South. We called him Teddy Bear. I won him for my date that night at the county fair. A lot of people don't know that about him. Oh, Teddy would play ball with you now. Teddy would do some things, some kinky things from time to time. She's got me saying sugar pie, honey, darling, and dear. I ain't seen the Braves play a game all year, if you can believe that. Inexplicable. I'm going to get my ass fired for a fourth time, by the way, if I don't get some sleep. My long-lost buddies say that I am getting in too deep. Nick, are you snorting cocaine on the other end of this line? That's what it sounds like to my ass. But I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. I try so hard. I can't rise above it. I don't know what it is about that little gal's loving, but I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. Mom and Daddy, they tried to teach me courtesy. They gave me a sack and a baseball bat and taught me courtesy. But it never sank in till that girl got a hold of me. Now I am holding up umbrellas and opening up doors. I'm taking out the trash and I'm sweeping my floors. Crossing my fingers and counting every kiss. Praying that it keeps going on like this. And you know why? Because I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. I try so hard, I can't rise above it. I don't know what it is about that little gal's loving, but I like it. I love it. Folks, I want some more of it. Now, here's where it gets funny now. I've got to wash my truck and dress up and pick her up to watch TV. And then she sits her ass down on the sofa to watch a little Mid-South on WWE Network. She'll move a little closer. She can't get enough of me, old JR. But I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. I try so hard, I can't rise above it. Don't know what it is about that little fucking gal's loving, but I like it, I love it, and I want some more of it. Well, I'm not familiar with Lizzo. I am familiar with Tom Izzo, coach of a Michigan State Spartans. Hell of a basketball program, by the way. And you know, I know him pretty good. We've been friends a while. And when I heard that there was a person named Lizzo, I thought, well, what the hell? I'll give it a shot. I'll give it a try. I can't claim to be that familiar with the tune, but I'm going to give it a try based on the lyrics provided for me right now. Why men great till they gotta be great? Woo! I just took a DNA test. Turns out that I'm 100% that bitch. Even when I'm crying crazy, yeah, I got boy problems. That's the human in me. Bling, bling, then I solve them. That's the goddess in me, Alexa Bliss. You could have had a bad bit, non-committal, help you with your career just a little. You're supposed to hold me down, but you're holding me back. And that's the sound of me not calling you back. Why men great till they got to be great in the square circle? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. If you're a fire my ass, then fire my ass. Best friend sat me down in the salon chair. Shampoo press, get you out of my hair. Fresh photos on the bomb lighting. New man on the Minnesota Vikings. Not like Brock Lesnar, who had a motorcycle accident that derailed his career at Minnesota Vikings. Truth hurt. Needed something more exciting. Bum, bum, be, bum, ba, bum, bing, bum, bum, bay. You break my heart? Oh, that breaks my damn heart. Oh, I'm playing the world's tiniest violin. I like that joke with Henny Youngman you, that you thought you ever had it. Oh, no, you ain't from the star. Hey, I'm glad you're back with your bit. I mean, who would ever want to hide this? I will never, ever, 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 ever be a side chick. I put the sing in single. I ain't worried about a ring on my finger unless it is a national championship ring for my Oklahoma Sooners. You can tell your friend, shoot your shot when you see him. It's okay, he's already in my DMs at J. BBQ. Why men great till they got to be great? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friend sat me down in salon chair. Shampoo press, get you out of my hair. Fresh photos with the bomb light in. There is a new man on the Minnesota Vikings. It's their coach, Mike Zimmer. Truth hurts. Needed something more exciting. Bomb, bomb, be bomb, be bomb, bomb, bay. I'ma hit you back in a minute. Listen, I don't play tag, you son of a bitch. I've been in. We don't fuck with lies. We don't do goodbyes. We just keep pushing it like, ay, ay, ee. I'ma hit you back in a minute. I don't play tag, you son of a bitch. I've been in. We don't fuck with lies. We don't do goodbyes. We just keep pushing like, ay, ay, ee, ee. Why men great till they got to be great? Do not text me. Tell it straight to my face. My best friend sat me down in a salon chair. Shampoo press, get you out of my hair. Fresh photos with the bomb lighting. New man on the Minnesota Vikings. Kirk Cousins. Truth hurts. Needed something more exciting. Bomb, bomb, be bomb. Dumb, dumb, bang.
Last week, JR did his take on a modern rap classic that talked about men. And so now I think it's time for JR to counter by talking about women and what kind of women it is that good old JR prefers. So Jim, take it away.
Well, thank you for that again, Conrad. I really appreciate that.
I'm not Conrad. We have discussed this at length. I know I am fat. I know I live in Alabama. I know I have a beard, but I am far less wealthy than Conrad. I am not Conrad.
Well, agree to disagree, quite frankly. I mean, it's fine. What happened to disagreeing amicably? In any event, here's a little tune that was written when I was a young JR back in the early 90s in WCW, Turner Networks, which I am right now, by the way, AEW, every Wednesday night on TNT. Goes a little something like this. Well, I was raised in a sophisticated kind of style. Yeah, my taste in music and women drove my folks half wild.
Mom and Dad had a plan for me. It was debutantes and a symphony. But I like my music exactly how I like my women wild. Yeah, and I'll admit it, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and too much rouge gets me excited, leaves me feeling a little bit confused, quite frankly. It's kind of like when I look at the WWE P-Porn account on Twitter. I signed some of those ladies, quite frankly. And I like my women just a little bit on the trashy side. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Now, you should have seen the looks on the faces of my daddy and mom. When I showed up at the door with my date for the senior prom. They said, well, pardon us, son. She ain't no kid. That's a cocktail waitress in a Dolly Parton wig. And I said, I know that, Dad. Ain't she cute? That's the kind I dig. Yeah, and I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too damn tight and their hair is dyed, like the Nature Boy Ric Flair. Too much lipstick and too much rouge. It gets me excited. Quite frankly, when it was on the likes of Ronnie Garvin, it would leave me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little bit on the trashy side now. I like them sweet. I like them with a heart of gold. Yeah, and I like them brassy, I like them brazen and bold. Well, they say that opposites attract. I think it's a Paula Abdul song. Well, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that, quite frankly. I don't care if you're on the Twitterverse. I want a woman just as tacky as me. Yes, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. There's no doubt about it. Yet I like my women just a little on the trashy side. There's no question about that, Francis. When they wear their clothes too tight, their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and too much rouge gets my ass excited. Leaves my ass feeling confused. And I like my women just a tad now on the trashy side. Yes, I like my women to be on the trashy side, for God's sake.
JR, take it away.
First of all, I believe you mean a tune. Mm. And second of all, this song actually accompanies a dance. And I'm going to attempt to do this dance right here in the Hard Traveling Studio. If you haven't seen old JR dance before, well, you ain't lived. It is close to midnight, right here on TBS The Superstation in the WCW Power Hour. Something evil is lurking from the dark. It's the dead man. Under the moonlight, you see a sight that almost stops your by God heart. You try to scream, but terror takes the sound before you make it. You start to freeze as horror, the chamber of horrors, man, looks you right between your eyes. You're paralyzed. Because this is a thriller. Thriller night. And no one's going to save you from the beast, Brock Lesnar, who is about to strike. You know it's thriller. That's right, folks. Thriller night. You're fighting for your by God life inside a killer thriller tonight. Oh, yeah. I'm going to bring it tonight. You hear the door slam and realize there's nowhere left to run. You feel the cold hand and wonder if you'll ever see the sun. And close your eyes and hope that this is just imagination. Girl, but all the while,
you hear a creature creeping up from behind.
Well, it's John Bradshaw Layfield, and you're out of time, because this is Thriller. Thriller Night. And no one is going to save you from the beast that is about to strike. You know it's Thriller. Let's take it on a new context, please. Thriller Night. You are fighting for your life inside a killer thriller tonight. I'm going to thrill your ass tonight. Get up, get up. Darkness falls across the land like evil. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize y'all's neighborhood. And whoever's asked shall be found without the soul for getting down. Must stand and face the hounds of hell, the shield, and rot inside a corpse's shell. I'm going to thrill your ass tonight. I am going to thrill your ass tonight. Oh, baby. I'm going to thrill you tonight. Because this is a thriller. Yeah, that's right, folks. Because this is a thriller. Because this is thriller. Because this is thriller. Get up. Get up. I am going to thrill your ass tonight. I'm going to thrill you tonight. JBL is going to thrill you tonight. And you know why? Because this is Wrestler's Court.
It's all right. Well, that wraps that up. And that's going to be the end of the road for the Hard Traveling Fanboys this week. Another episode in the books. And we are just trucking along towards episode 200, Nick.
Be here before you know it.
And what a celebration that's going to be. We're going to have confetti. We're going to have streamers. We're going to have guests. We're going to have dancing girls. We're going to have all kinds of stuff, dancing guys. We're going to have just a litany, a veritable cornucopia. Hard traveling.
Absolutely we are. But we're going to end the show this week. It's that time, as we do every week. And Greg, I don't know if you knew this, but I this past weekend I had occasion to make a trip down to Jacksonville, Florida, you know, for the annual world's largest outdoor cocktail party, which we're not supposed to call it that anymore.
The Georgia Florida game.
No, they have some new stupid name for it. They debuted this year. Oh, what'd they call it? Rumble on the River or something really fucking stupid. But anyway, point being, and this year's pregame entertainment, Greg, was a Southern-based rapper by the name of Blanco Brown, who has a little song out there on the radio right now that you've heard, maybe you haven't. They play it at sporting events, various things. It's called The Get Up. And so I thought, since I just heard the song this past weekend, why not get old JR's take on it? So, Jim, take
it away. First of all, I want to thank everybody for your kind words about AW Dynamite Wednesday nights, TNT, and certainly doing our best on that, but I've never heard of this artist. I've never heard of this song. I'm gonna give it a little try. I'm gonna do what the Duke would do. I'm gonna saddle up. I'm gonna damn the mules and load the wagon. Right now, I just need you to get real loose. Get comfortable, for God's sake. Grab your loved one's ass and do your damn thing, for God's sake. I said grab it! You son of a bitch! Grab your loved one's cakes and your love partner. If you're by yourself, don't worry. Just follow after me. Go on and do the two-step, then cowboy boogie. Grab your sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hoedown and get into it. Hoo, hoo, hoo. Take it to the left now and dip with it. Gonna throw down, take a sip with it. Now lean back, put your hips in it. Woo! 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 Let's have some fun. To the left now. To the left.
right. Now take your left hand, like Bobby Eaton used to throw the best damn left hand in this business, and put it on your side. Put it on your side. Go on, roll your shoulders. Do the slip and slide. Go on, do the slip and slide. This next part now, this is my favorite part, because this is when it's time for the baby face to shine. Go on and do the two-step, and then cowboy boogie. You ready? Are you doing it? Grab your asses, sweethearts, and spin out with them. Do the hoedown. Get into it. Woo-hoo! Hoo! Take it to the left now. Dip with. Go on and throw down and take a sip with it, like Private Party. Now lean back, put your hips in it. It's simple now, you can do it. Slide to the left, slide to the right. Now keel down and have a good time. Slide to the left, slide to the right. Do the butterfly. Have a good time. Round mound of rebound you go. It's time to show out right now and take it to the floor. But keep it in the ring if you can. I don't like it when you go out to the floor needlessly. You can't beat a man on the floor. Why would you voluntarily leave your feet? I don't understand. Go on and do the two-step, then cowboy boogie. Cowboy Bill Watts boogie. Grab your sweetheart's ass and spin out with them. Do the hoedown and get into it. Woo-woo-woo. Take it to the left now and dip with it. Go on. Throw down. Take a sip with it. Now lean back. Put your hips into it. Woo, woo, woo. Take it down. Take it. Go on, take it, boy. Take it down. Take it now. Take it down now. To the right. Bring it up now. Bring it up now. Crisscross, crisscross. Make you jump, jump. Do whatever you like here. Get down. Just have fun. Go on and do the two-step, then Cowboy Bill Watch Boogie. Grab your sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hoedown and get into it. Hoo-hoo-hoo. Take it to the left. Dip with it. Go on, throw down. Take a sip with it. Now lean back. Put your hips in it. That wasn't so bad, was it? That wasn't so bad. Sometimes a time limit draw, we've seen it now a couple times, and it's not so bad, is it, folks? Somebody's been saying it for 4 years on his podcast that time limit draws have their place in modern wrestling. That was not so bad, was it? That was not so bad, was it? Go on and do the two-step, then cowboy boogie. Grab your sweetheart and spin out with them. Do the hoedown and get into it. Take it to the left. Dip with it. Go on, throw down. Take a sip with it. Now lean back and put your by God hips in it. Woo woo. By God, hoo woo.
That about wraps things up, right, Nick? We're done for the day.
I suppose it does, but we're going to end the show as we do each and every week now with a little musical exit from WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross. And Jim, I don't know if you got an opportunity to catch the Country Music Awards that were on last night. Had the CMAs last night, and I know people at my workplace were buzzing over one live performance in particular, as I know one of your favorites, old Reba McEntire,
Cheekbones,
made an appearance. My Cheekbones, exactly, to do a little number of hers from back in the day. And so I thought, what better way to celebrate Reba's triumphant moment last night than you putting your own little spin on this number.
Well, thanks for the kind words, Conrad. I really do appreciate you you saying that.
Once again, I am not Conrad Thompson.
You look like Conrad Thompson. You sound like Conrad Thompson. Quite frankly, you even smell like Conrad Thompson. But you're telling me, you're trying to tell good old JR, oh, you're too old. You can't see anymore. I'm not Conrad Thompson. You are Conrad Thompson. I understand, Connie. Ha ha. Get one over on old JR. That stuff might work on Eric. It might work on old Brucey. It might even work on Arn. It ain't going to work on me. Anyway, why don't you cue me up, get the tune going. I'm going to try to sing this damn song the best way I know how. And I'm going to try to put a little spin on things. You might hear these words. You might not sound like you've heard before. I've got to speak from the heart. I don't believe in a scripted promo. I believe that you need to speak from the heart. It needs to be real. It needs to be organic. And define it. You know, I remember it all very well looking back. It was the summer that I turned 18. I was driving Leroy McGirt to his one-room, run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans, Watts Country. We didn't have any money for food or rent. In fact, I used to get paid in hot dogs. I don't know if you do that story. They would pay me a hot dog, and they'd say, would you like a Coke? That'll be 50 cents. To say the least, we were hard-pressed. And then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Oh, I can hear, oh, ha-ha, JR's in a dress. Well, that's real cute. Listen, folks, you haven't lived my life. Mother washed and combed and curled my hair. She painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dress that had a split on the side, clean up to my hip. It was wet red velvet trim, and it fit me good. Standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. And that's when Watts got a hold of me, and Watts said, here's your one chance, Rossi, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Rossi, don't let me down. Well, Cowboy dabbed a little bit of perfume on my neck, and then he kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in his troubled eye as he started to speak. He looked at a pitiful shack, and then he looked at me and took a ragged breath. He said, JYD's runned off, and I'm real sick, and the baby's going to starve to death. Well, he handed me a heart-shaped locket, and it said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a rope crawl across the toe of my high-heeled wrestling boot. It sounded like somebody else was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? Well, Cowboy said, just be nice to the gentleman, Rossi. Just call the action that you see on your monitor, and they'll be nice to you. He said, here's your one chance, Rossi, don't let me down. Here is your one chance, Rossi, don't let me down. Well, McGirt, forgive me for what I do. But if you want out, well, it's up to you. Now, don't let me down. No, Cowboy's going to draw a lot of money and move you uptown. You just better leave. Well, that was the last time that I saw Cowboy's ass. The next night, I left that rickety shack. The welfare people came. Crockett took the company. Watts went off and retired, and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate had started to turn. And for me, there was no way out of Texas. And it wasn't very long till my ass knew exactly what Cowboy had been talking about. I knew right then what I had to do, and I made myself this solemn vow that I's gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. You know how I might have been born just plain white trash, but Rossi wasn't my name. And I remember Cowboy said, here's your one chance, Rossi, don't let me down. He says, here is your one chance, Rossi, don't let me down. It wasn't long after that the benevolent Mr. McMahon took me in off the street.
And 1 week later, I was pouring his tea in a five-room hotel suite. I charmed a king, Jerry Lawler, a congressman, Jesse the Body Ventura's assistant, and an occasional aristocrat. And then I got me an Atlanta, Georgia mansion and an elegant New York townhouse flat. And I ain't done bad. Made a decent amount of money, wouldn't you say? Fair amount of money. Now, in this world, there's a lot of self-righteous hypocrites, a lot of Richards on Twitter that call me bad. They criticize my ass for doing this or that. They criticize Cowboy for putting me in a wig and lipstick and turning me out, no matter how little we had. They don't understand that that's how the business works. But though I ain't had to worry about nothing for nigh on 15 by God years, well, I can still hear the desperation in my poor cowboy's voice ringing in my ears. He said, "Here's your one chance, Rossi, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Rossi, don't let me down. Lord, forgive my ass for what I did. But if you want out, it's up to you. Now don't let me down. Cowboy's going to draw a lot of money and move you uptown." Well, yes, he did.
Hard Challenge Fanboys. Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Blazeview Nation's JT Rosero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have over two dozen podcasts available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaceviewNation.com. We now offer them to you on two great feeds. On the Blazeview Nation Wrestling feed, we dive into topics running the gamut from today's WWE to the glory days of yesteryear and the ins and outs of the territory days. In addition to our full-length shows, we also deliver to you special pod blasts on topics old and new.
The Blazeview Nation Pop feed is a veritable treasure trove of great content. Offer tremendous shows covering the land of movies, television, life, comics, and sports, brought to you by the most knowledgeable and insightful folks in the podcast world.
You can find all these great shows, plus archives of our past podcasts from over the past 8 years, as well by subscribing to both feeds on iTunes. And while you're there, be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All of these shows, plus others, available on PlacementNation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus in-depth stretch projects, and much more. Be sure to support our site by using www.PlacementNation.com/Amazon when doing your online shopping. We want to thank our friends at Boneheads, Wing Bar, ProWrestlingOnly.com, and TheHistoryOfWrestling.com as well. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. PlacementNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture.